Welcome to the I Am Worthy podcast, where we don't believe in choosing between this or that, but instead we are worthy of it all. I am your host, Brittany Noel, and despite being a licensed therapist, I know better than anybody what it's like to struggle with the doubt and fears behind the pursuit of your success in life, love, and your purpose. So join me as I uncover the secrets to becoming unapologetically worthy so that you can have, do, and be all things. Welcome back, you guys, to the I Am Worthy podcast. I am Brittany Noel, your host, and you guys know I'm a therapist, I'm a speaker, I'm a coach, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an author, I'm a whole bunch of things. But on the podcast, I'm really just your friend in the journey as we move through this next phase of our lives, as we are chasing the woman that we are becoming, the next version that you're becoming. So welcome back to another episode, y'all. I am super excited about what's about to happen. I know that I was not here for the last 2 weeks because I had a lot going on in my life personally. Moving, I got sick, my allergies have been really bad, so I wasn't able to record. And yeah, I don't feel bad about it. It actually needed to happen because it gave me time to really take a break and get recentered and refocused. There is a very important conversation that I woke up literally sitting in my spirit as I knew I was coming to record today. There's a conversation that has to be had, and I'm here for it. So a disclaimer for the next 4 episodes, okay? If you don't want to hear about God, this ain't for you, okay? If you don't want to talk about how much you love him, this ain't for you. If you're not ready to do any deep digging work, these episodes will not be for you. I am in a place where I know that God is calling me to be very vulnerable and transparent on all of my platforms. And he has given me a new vision for how I want to give my content. So you're going to see a lot of different sides to me, in my videos, when I go live, everything is going to look different. So I encourage you guys to embrace that difference as you see it. Don't judge me for it. Okay. You're going to see some different sides to me, and that's okay. But for today's conversation, y'all, I really want to talk about the reason why I started this podcast and the reason why the name of the podcast is I Am Worthy. So someone asked me, why did I name the podcast I Am Worthy? And really believing that the concept of I Am Worthy came from my own personal story. And that is very true. I talk a lot about what it means to be worthy and what happens when you finally embrace the true belief that I am worthy of all things in my life. But I don't always talk about the journey to becoming worthy. And so you guys, the next 4 episodes is exactly what that's going to be about. What is the journey to becoming worthy? And I'm going to share with you guys my story of how I began my journey of becoming worthy. So if you guys have followed me long enough, if you have been in my tribe long enough, you know that my birthday month is very important to me. So I celebrate my birthday for the whole month of August, okay? My birthday is August 27th, and I begin my shenanigans on August 1st, okay, every year. And I've been like that for the last couple of years, and people always ask me, you don't need a whole month to celebrate your birthday. You don't need that much time, you know? And I try to explain that the reason why I celebrate myself and my birthday the way I do is because my birthday is not just my birthday, but I literally reached a point in my life where I realized how significant my birthday was and what it meant. When I was a child, I was the middle child, middle of 5 kids. My mother was a single mother. So my birthday is in August. Now, for everybody, every child who has ever had a birthday in August, they know that is the worst month to have a birthday because it is back to school month and everybody's getting, you know, clothes and school and getting geared up for the summer to end to go back to school. So every year, my birthday was kind of lost in the shuffle of my mother scrounging up money to get back to school clothes and back to school supplies and getting us back into the routine of going back to school. So during the summer months, my siblings, they had awesome birthdays. But it was always my birthday that in my eyes, from my perspective, always fell short. Till this day, everybody in our family, picture albums, everybody has great pictures of their birthdays. You would be lucky to find one or two pictures of my birthday. And it wasn't that it wasn't celebrated, but it wasn't celebrated on the magnitude that I know my siblings received. So when I became an adult, one of the things that I did was I downplayed my birthday the same way it was done when I was a child. And I was like, oh, it's just another day. It's just another day. You know, it's nothing significant, you know, nothing to be excited about. And that was my routine up until about maybe 25, 26, because a shift took place. And the shift that took place was when I realized that my birthday was not just another day. It didn't symbolize just another year, but literally my birthday was the day that God looked out into the earth and decided that the world was missing something. And he said, I'm going to go and create the thing that the world needs. I'm going to go and create the voice that the world needs. That on August 27 of 1989, God decided that the world needed me. And so my birthday symbolizes the day, the very first day that God called me worthy. And when you realize that you're not just moving through life, that you're not just waking up every day, going through the routine of your to-do list, becoming everything that everybody needs you to do, that when you recognize the significance of every day that you wake up, of every birthday that you have, that God is acknowledging that there's something inside of you that the world needed. That you were so powerful, that you were so significant, that God specifically designed you to meet a need in the world. I celebrate my birthday to the magnitude that I do now because it is the way in which I celebrate my recognition of the fact that he calls me worthy, that it's not just another day, that my breath didn't happen on accident, that my life didn't happen on accident. And sometimes as we are moving through life, we miss the fact that we're worthy because someone else didn't see it. We miss the fact that we're worthy because someone else didn't celebrate it. We miss the fact that we're worthy because no one set us down and explained to us the gift that we were to the world. So in your journey to becoming worthy, the first step that you have to realize is that this is not an accident. My life is not an accident. Where I am today is not an accident. And so this morning, as I was preparing to come and record these episodes and I'm listening to my spirit and I'm talking to God, there's been so many shifts and changes in my life lately that he reminded me. He reminded me of quite a few things. And what he brought to the forefront was the days that I did not believe I was worthy. The days where I did not know that my life counted. The days where I did not know that my gift, I didn't know I had a gift, didn't know my gift was significant. And I was not anticipating telling this story today, but what he brought to my mind this morning was the day that at 16 years old, a month before my 16th, it was a month before my 16th birthday that I attempted to take my life. That my life was so chaotic at that time. You guys know the story by now. My brother had passed away. I was the parental figure in the home, helping my mother, helping my siblings, taking on burdens. I was working, going to school in high school, working to pay bills, to make sure the lights stayed on, to make sure water was on, to make sure we had groceries. I was in cosmetology school at the time, in high school, in cosmetology school. And the only saving grace I had was finishing cosmetology school so that I could be successful. And that's why I always say love was my first career. And on this day, my mother calls me. I'm at cosmetology school. She calls me and she says, "Brittany, I want you to drop out of cosmetology school." And I was like, no. This was my way of getting out of the reality in which I was living. And my mother was asking me to drop out, and not asking me, telling me I was going to drop out. And it was on that day that I completely lost hope, because this was the only way that I thought my life was going to work, is if I could graduate cosmetology school, work as a hairdresser, get my own shop one day and become successful. And so on that, my way home, I'm devastated, crying. And I walk in the house. My mother says nothing to me. I say nothing to her. And to this day, I don't even know if she even saw the pain that I was in. And so I go upstairs to my room. And I'm showering. I don't remember talking to my siblings, my brothers. I go into my room and I just remember being so tired. By this time, my brother died on my 13th birthday. So in 3 years, life got chaotic. Life got crazy. Life got hard. And I just remember being so tired that I saw a bottle of sleeping pills and thought, And I remember taking 2 pills and then 4 pills and then 6 pills and then just a handful of pills. And as I was going to sleep, I remember thinking, I'm just sleepy. I'm just tired. And feeling relief in knowing I wasn't going to wake up. And I remember not wanting to die, just didn't want to be in pain. Just did not want to be in pain. The crazy part about it is that I did wake up. I woke up to my mother the next morning, you know, waking up the house, getting us ready to go to school. And I played basketball at the time, so I had to wake up really early, go to basketball practice. And I remember waking up, sitting on the edge of the bed and thinking, what happened? This wasn't supposed to happen. What happened? And I go to basketball practice and running sprints ridiculously, to where I ran so much that I got sick and I went outside and I threw up. And when I threw up, all of the pills that I had taken the night before came up, and they barely any of them dissolved. They were still in full form. And I remember being so mad. That was the beginning of angry Brittany. Being so mad that I couldn't even take my own life. That I was like, okay, fine. I'm gonna do life on my terms, how I see fit. And that was the beginning of me shifting into leaving my mother's home. But I think about that day, the day that I forgot or didn't know what my birthday meant, I forgot that I didn't know what my life meant, that I was willing at 16 to take it. And you fast forward 2014, I'm working as a therapist at MD Anderson with a woman who was diagnosed with cancer. We didn't know how long she had. She's telling me, Brittany, I don't feel like my life matters. I don't feel like there's any point to this. And God, I wish I knew how I portrayed to her that the fact that you are breathing, it's not an accident. That every day that we're given here, it is strategically designed because there's something in you that the world needs. And I remember telling her to place her hand on her chest, and we counted her breaths. Every breath you take has purpose attached to it. Every breath you take is strategically designed as a gift. It's the first gift that God gave you when He called you worthy. The very first gift. Many people struggle to get to worthy because they don't realize that they were a gift. Many people struggle to get to worthy because they haven't realized that every breath God gives me, it's like the kisses to my forehead as He says, I'm proud of you. As He says, I love you. As He says, I need you. As He says, I designed you to be exactly who you are in this world. When we try to minimize who we are to be what the world needs, we are watering down the gift that God gave us. So I said all this to say that to get to worthy, your journey to becoming worthy is going to be wrapped up in you understanding that I am the gift. I am the gift. In everything, in every situation, in every person who ever tried to convince me of otherwise, they were wrong. And your journey to worthy is not something that you have to discover. It's something that you accept. Because there's nothing that you had to do to become worthy. There's nothing that you had to achieve to become worthy. Every breath you take makes you worthy. My challenge is that you do something with those breaths. My challenge to you is that you make those breaths matter. My challenge for some of you is that you keep breathing. Life has a way sometimes of suffocating us. And then it's in those moments that you feel like it's hard to breathe that you place your hand on your chest. And you feel your chest rise and you feel your chest fall and you realize that's my gift. And there's nothing I had to do to earn it. It's mine just because. So I challenge you guys to join me in the next 3 to 4 episodes as we continue this journey to uncovering, how do I become worthy? How do I accept that I'm worthy? And how do I grow into this next version of me that is unapologetically worthy despite everything I come with? So, in the comments below, tell me your story about your journey to becoming worthy. Tell me about the shift for you when you realized that you were the gift. Tell me how it felt when you realized that your breaths mattered. Until our next episode, you guys. catch you later.
That was another episode of the I Am Worthy podcast. If you like what you heard, please comment below and tell me how this content is helping you. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I am so happy to be with you on this journey as we are all becoming more of ourselves in every area of our lives. Until our next episode, I will catch you guys later.